Hey, welcome to the Chasing Tomorrow podcast, episode 154. This week, it's me, Joe Gagnon, just coming to you sort of live from Denver, Colorado. And we're going to be working on our format here. Pretty much every other week, it'll be me touching on a topic that sort of matters to our sort of high-performance journey, what Chasing Tomorrow is all about. And then every other week, we'll have a guest, and we'll dive into some great detail there. And so, this topic has always been one that sort of became part of the transformational journey that I went on, this idea of measurement. Why would we care to measure anything? We sort of can, and indeed could, go through life by just doing our thing. And I often, in the early days, ask myself this question: if we had a watch or didn't have a watch, might we still have broken the four-minute mile? If Roger Bannister didn't have that measurement, would he have ever run that hard? If you thought about the scale and size of a business or achieving something, we always want to measure. I think the measurement keeps us focused. And in fact, I think it brings great clarity to what we're going to go do. And it's a feedback loop. So we're going to dive into that. My sort of passion for this became the accountability model that I used. Basically, writing down what you do every day makes you accountable. You're measuring it. You're seeing progress. You get excited by sort of what's possible. You might say, wow, I wonder if I could try that next week or next year or the year after that. And it's really by having this running measurement dialogue with yourself that keeps us from sort of getting astray. Because we know this, like, it's really easy to make an excuse to find a reason not to do something. It's too hard, I'm too busy, can't fit it in, not in the mood. But when you have a set of measurements that sort of feel accountable to, then the truth of the matter is that it's a higher probability that we'll stay on track. And there's probably something deep-seated in the human condition from probably early days of man that made this happen. But the fact of the matter is that today there are probably too many comforts. It's a little too easy to not do something. So many distractions that we can lose track. So if we want to kick ourselves into gear, if we want to achieve that next objective, then it's really all about measurement. And so, I think maybe we say that it starts by bringing clarity and focus to what we're setting out to do, right? What is measurement says where I am starting and where I want to go? What are my goals? How do I measure them? What are the targets? And then building a plan. So I don't know, it's always easy to think about sports or athletics is an easy way to measure it. But if you said, hey, look, in a month, I want to be able to do 10 push-ups at a time, then we would set out to say, oh, well, probably should try to do 2.5 the first week, 5 the second, 7.5. I know not halves and push-ups, but you get the message, and get to 10 by the fourth week. This focus lets us improve. And then in that, the progress tracking, this idea that we ourselves can look at how well we're doing. I bet you some of us want to look at our brokerage account. Is it growing? Can I track my progress there? How is it improving? What would I need to do to improve? The same could happen at work as much as it can in athletics. And I think that it's an easy ask of ourselves. I mean, really, what or how hard is it? Like, just even have a piece of paper or your phone or jot it down somewhere. What did I do and how much am I going to do? And so that progress tracking really matters. Accountability, it's a funny word of sorts, you know. This is about us looking in the mirror at ourselves and saying, I am actually sincere and I am going to hold myself accountable to what I said I'm going to do. Because I don't know, if you made the commitment, then why wouldn't you work to follow through? What was the point of the commitment if you weren't going to? And the only way you know that you achieved it is to measure it and to say that, yes, for 30 days, I got out of the house and walked every morning. You know, and once you start the habits, it can become self-reinforcing, and we can find techniques that help us get over some of the issues that might come up. So motivation, right? This is all about becoming excited about what is possible. For the science nerds on the podcast, you're listening in, the dopamine receptor, this neurotransmitter, that's basically the reward center in the brain that we set out a goal and is a motivation tool to really keep us alive really at the end of the day, right? I mean, this is a primitive mechanism that gets us to do something. And it feels great when we're done. This motivation coming from the achievement of the said goal. And we can continue to do that. And often when we find ourselves unmotivated, there's some way that we've defined some kind of futility in what it is that we're setting out to do. And so really, we just have to reframe then and rethink so that we can actually hold ourselves accountable and be motivated so that we can stay true to our commitments, even if they're challenging. I mean, there's times that we know this, right? Like that it might feel uncomfortable and we want it over, whatever that is, but it isn't a reason to quit and the motivation underlies it. And we're sort of interpreting these signals. And what are we doing with those signals? Is it a real signal? Should we really pay attention or should we acknowledge that in fact, that signal was not as strong as the motivation? And so we press forward, you know, we keep going. And that could be in spite of, I don't know, pain or distraction or something like that. The other thing that's really good about measurement is that along the way, that measurement can start pointing to some issue that may be happening that we don't really know about. I don't know, it was really easy. I used to ride 50 miles a day and you just know it took me 2 hours and 22 minutes. And at every 10 miles, I knew exactly how much time I needed to be to get there and make that goal. And so if I found myself a minute or 2 minutes behind, I started realizing there was something wrong. And I could think, oh, wow, maybe I didn't sleep enough last night. Maybe I didn't eat enough the day before. Maybe something was weighing heavy on me. But it was that very much quantitative, objective measurement that really helped me to be able to identify an issue and then to work on that issue. And I think that that's, oh man, the best part about it is, well, it'd be great if we always had a coach who could tell you something, but what if you don't? How else would you know? If you don't measure, you can sort of, I guess we could sort of judge our perceived effort, but perceived effort is rather subjective. And we probably talk ourselves into believing that really we went hard, but we didn't go hard. So yeah, identify issues is a really good thing to do. Measurement helps us make good decisions too. Well, of course, I keep talking about the training regimen as a good metaphor for how measurements play out. But imagine if we were running too many miles, too many days in a row, and are we going to be able to take the data through the measurement and make a good decision? We want to be able to leverage those trends and those patterns, maybe to rest more, maybe to take a day off, maybe to do a little bit of self-reflection so we can make good decisions. Because, you know, even if you're a professional athlete or a very high-level executive or a teacher or anything, it doesn't really matter. We want to execute as best we can. But sometimes when we're pushing it too hard, our decision-making, our executive functions, as they say, just don't operate where we need them to. So we would need some objective input, maybe in a person or maybe just the data telling us. How we use resources also helps with measurement, because you would want to make sure that you're allocating the proper resources based on what you are getting as sort of objective feedback to yourself. I often think that nutrition is a good way of thinking about how I use energy to make sure that I can achieve my objectives. And that's a resource to me. Sleep is a resource. A training plan is a resource. A business plan is a resource. And thinking about that really does help. At some point, as we get better and better at this, we can think about optimization. Maybe we take our data and we share it with a professional coach, someone who can look at the data and see patterns that we might not see. Get a feedback loop going. Try something new and different. And in that, an opportunity for us to adjust, to optimize, to improve and get better. Well, measurement is also about measuring success, because really at the end of the day, that is what we want to do. We want to know how we're doing. Did we get better? What would that better mean to us? Define better. Define that as success. Get there and celebrate. I've been told often that it's hard to celebrate on the way to success because we keep moving the finish line. We move it out there. Oh, I could do more. I could do better if I just did this. Yeah, I know. That's okay. But really, probably in our hearts, we need to take a moment and celebrate that success and feel it because it's been objectively measured. Wasn't just talking ourselves into it. And so that really, ultimately, at the end of the day, is what it is that we're all seeking here. It's a bit of satisfaction. We're in control. We have agency. And we decided what to do. We measured ourselves along the way. We improved. and we achieved our objectives and we got to some level of success. And then there's this measurement that drives a continuous improvement feedback loop. Each time we iterate through from the beginning to the end, there's an opportunity for us to just think deeply about what are we learning? What are we feeling? How is it working out for us? There really isn't any answer to this question other than the answer we want. We don't compare to anyone else but ourselves. We should hold ourselves to a high standard, to the commitments we make, to being accountable to those commitments, and then following through. That's the, really, at the end of the day, I feel like that's the sort of utopia for us to get to. And it takes time, and we do often feel the tug from other places, family, work, friends, any other existential thing that gets in the way. But we can fit in what we want to fit in. That 168 hours in the week is up to us to decide how we want to use it. And if we could allocate 1, 5, 10, 15, 20 hours out of it, imagine this. If you took 20 hours out of your 168, you still have 148 hours left to do all the other things you want to do. Sleep, work, eat, hang out, watch TV, read, anything. But what if we took 20 hours and we used them on our path to our goals and objectives, whatever they might be? Boy, I bet you all believe and we know in our hearts that we could get better and become really actually quite good at what it is we choose to do with that level of effort, which still leaves us a lot of time to live life with really without any really material impact in a negative way. And maybe, just maybe, we actually become better because of the way that we've set out with these goals and objectives, measuring ourselves and holding ourselves accountable. At the end of the day, I started down this path 20 years ago to measure my progress because I had sort of been making a bunch of excuses. And at the end of that, I didn't feel very good. I didn't have the power that I sort of felt I should have. I didn't have any dimensionality in my life. And at the end of the day, when I looked in the mirror, I'm not sure I really liked what I saw or what I felt in my heart. And so started down with a simple spreadsheet and a couple of keystrokes. And in that, I wrote out what it is I was going to start doing and felt good about it. Just added to it over time. Here I am over 20 years later, having tracked what I've done every day for 20 years and feeling that that is my accountability partner. That's me embodied in that spreadsheet on a journey, really, as we know here, is to live a longer, happier, better life, friends and family, working community, achieving more than we ever thought we could, and giving back through the role model that we can set by living this kind of high-performance life. Hey, thanks for listening in. We're going to keep jumping on these topics. If you have any suggestions, we'll pull it from a book, from a blog, from other experiences. We're happy to be on this journey with you and look forward to chasing tomorrow with you.